For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill at NAFB in Kansas City. Jack Cornell joining us, United Soybean Board Director of Sustainable Supply. Sustainable, it's not noon yet, and I've said that word. It's not going anywhere, is it, Jack?
Well, there's lots of opportunities in what sustainability is, and really it's a focus on continuous improvement, right? So farmers have an inherent generational approach to agriculture, and so oftentimes we get sustainability, we just talk about continuous improvement with a generational approach to agriculture to continue to improve the land for the next generation.
You know, they're not making any more soil. You know, I state the obvious there. And there's a lot of farmers, I think, it's one industry that's kind of locked into the mindset, well, this is what I've always done. I'm sure you run into that.
Yeah, sometimes it's always funny when a guy's like, I haven't changed anything in 40 years. And I'm like, I'm guessing you have, right? Because even if you think about, you know, a yield monitor on a combine, that's something that's around sustainability, because now you understand the different yield zones within your fields. It might change your attitudes around how you manage your inputs. It might even change just where you plant your grain cart when you're rolling through the field, right? And so all of those things are around sustainability, because what you're trying to do is increase your productive nature, and then also increasing profitability comes right along with that.
So what's going into, is there research or what's going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, so we invest a lot in research and innovation, right? So we have a new project where we're working on AI technology. We have essentially these cheap cameras that you can put on a toolbar that is essentially like your iPhone camera. And what it does is actually will map a 3D map of the weeds in the field. And so it will help you identify what weeds are in your fields. It'll help you with your spray management of timing, right? So it'll tell you, hey, you got water hemp that's about 3 inches, it's about time to go get it, right? It'll tell you about the density of where those weeds are. So, you know, are there sections of the field that you maybe don't have to spray? You know, so guys that are maybe using drone sprayers, right, they don't have to spray the whole field. So utilizing some of that technology is really kind of cool, and that's all around sustainability, right? To reduce the cost of operation, hopefully over time, with leveraging some of these technology things that we have.
I almost like to pair the word efficiency with it too. I don't know if that makes sense. Sustainability, efficiency, it's all kind of in the same circle.
Yeah, you know, and there's a, you know, and then also thinking about, yeah, you got efficiency, but then you also have like some of these opportunities that we have to kind of maybe be a little bit of a game changer in the agricultural field. So thinking about, you know, earlier plantings, right? You always hear guys trying to push earlier plantings. You know, there's opportunities, and we're working on research right now that will potentially showcase how earlier plantings actually help with nitrogen sequestration. Right, you know, so keeping the nitrogen in the ground where it's going to be there for the next growing cycle, you know, not letting it denitrification, and so thinking about, but then also thinking about those opportunities, because companies want to make sure that they're also getting some of those benefits. Is there a profitability model where guys are planting earlier and getting some of that nitrogen sequestration, and then there's might be an enhanced, like if you hit those certain windows, you might see additional profitability with those beans. And so there's like really cool opportunities like that. And obviously we're doing the research into, you know, frost tolerant soybeans and things that will help you plant earlier, that goes along right with it. And so putting that all together in a package to really enhance that profitability, enhance that production, because earlier planted beans obviously yield better as well, right? So, and mitigating those risks of that earlier season. It's kind of really exciting to kind of go through that and develop these opportunities for farmers.
You know, Jack, finally, I assume partnerships play a big role in this. You kind of alluded to that, didn't you?
We like to partner with a lot of our commodity partners. We work with the Farmers for Soil Health group, which is National Corn Growers and the Pork Producers, Pork Checkoff. And we created a program where we were awarded $95 million to have a cost share program for cover crops, but also a big part of it is technical assistance, not just with cover crops, but holistically anything on the farm that will help them with sustainability. And then if you think about, and then the third kind of pillar of that program is the marketplace development. And this is going to be the game changer for kind of, and it's a market disruptor, essentially, because what's happening is now we're creating a space for farmers to openly negotiate the commodities raised on their farm on the with the practices that they used to those companies, right? For forever, farmers have always just been price takers where they're just like, this is the price for this, and you know, this is the carbon, you know, whatever those programs were. So this is an opportunity where company X can say, hey, we'll give you $10 per acre for this commodities raised under these practices. And a farmer can say, no, I want 20. And then it goes back to them and they go, okay, how about 15? And then a farmer goes back and says, no, I want 20. Yeah, I see what the market is driving at. I want 20. And so this is, you know, and what we need is we need farmers to come to the table, and we need corporates to come to the table. And we have, in our first year, we had about 240 farmers sign up, around 90,000 acres. And then we have to also bring those corporate types in as well, right? And so we have some strong partnerships. There's some, I can't say the partners yet because I haven't signed on agreement, but there's really a lot of major retailers, food companies are really kind of stepping up in this space. And really this marketplace, the really cool part is it's not just cover crops, right? We can actually make it so it's like if company Y comes to us and says, I really want no-till acres, we can set that up, right? You know, the marketplace is developed and enhanced in a way that as new sustainability, whatever that buzzword is, whatever they're trying to search for, we can connect farmers that are doing those practices to them to enhance the profitability on farm.
Great, great information. Jack Cornell joining us. Jack, sure appreciate your time. Thanks for being here, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
For CASM Radio at NAFB, Jack Cornell, United Soybean Board Director of Sustainable Supply, joining us here on CASM Radio.